Hey, good morning, Awakened Church. My name is Pastor Mitch, and this is my third time speaking before you. And, you know, I'm going to make some safe assumptions here that if this is the third time that I'm speaking to you, it means I think that you kind of like me. And if I'm being honest and vulnerable, I kind of like you too. So I'm happy to be speaking to you this morning, especially as it's the first sermon of the new year of 2021, a new beginning. Last time I was speaking to your church, I was in the process of buying plane tickets to my hometown of Honolulu, and I was in the process of buying an engagement ring, and I very much planned on asking the woman that I love to marry me. What's crazy is I brought her to one of my favorite beaches, and I kind of moved her into a certain position so I could get a really good photo, and then I got on one knee, and the entire time, I was nervous. I was nervous to enter a new chapter of my life. I don't know why. Like, I loved her. I do love her now. Pretty sure at the moment she loved me. I'm pretty sure she was going to say yes. But there was something about entering into a new phase of life. Something about that moment that made me very anxious. Excited, but scared. Joyful, but somehow a little fearful. It was a new chapter, and it was awesome. And before the year was done, before 2020 was over, me and my then-girlfriend got married. My fiancé and I got married, and now she's my beautiful wife. And we have a whole new chapter to get into, a whole new life to look forward to. Well, when I was praying and asking God what I should speak to you about for today's sermon, God kept putting on my heart Joshua. And, you know, I like Joshua for several reasons. A huge reason is that it's full of military campaigns. But the context of Joshua takes place after 400 years of slavery. The people of God, the Jewish people, the Israelites, were slaves for 400 years. And then for another 40 years, they wandered the desert. The book of Joshua picks up right when the Israelites are about to enter the promised land. Right when the Israelites are about to enter into a new chapter. I don't know what Awakened Westchester Church is going to be doing for the next couple of weeks, but in your quiet times with God, my desire and hope is that you would read the book, not just chapter 1, but the book of Joshua. I plan on covering chapter 1, verses 1 through 11, but the book of Joshua is so rich with parallels between 2020 and 2021, so rich with parallels of new chapters and new beginnings for the people of God. One of the crazier parts of the book of Joshua, compared to the rest of the books of the Bible, is that Joshua starts off with death. See, when I think of different books in the Bible, usually they start off with life. The book of Romans, chapter 1, verse 9, I think, you should look it up. There's a new church, the church in Rome, and it's celebrated globally. Matthew and Luke, I hope you're no stranger since we just had the Christmas narrative. Since we just had the Christmas season, you probably read something in Matthew or Luke talking about the birth of Jesus, a new beginning. Nehemiah talks about the rebuilding of the temple, the beginning of a new thing. And even the book of Genesis is the birth of kind of everything. Genesis is a book that starts off with the beginning of life as we know it. And then there's Joshua. Pretty unique book in that Joshua starts off with death. Not a lot of books like Joshua. Joshua is a book that starts on the heels of 400 years of slavery, 40 years of wandering the desert, 40 years of people dying in that desert, and then finally, a new leader. A new political leader because of the death of the old one. Joshua is a book that starts with death. That's the first parallel I can see with 2020. That's the first parallel I can see with 2021. Coming off of the heels of a grim time. Join me, would you? This is Joshua chapter 1, verse 1. It says, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' aide, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now then, you and all the people get ready to cross the Jordan River into the land I am about to give them to the Israelites. Last week, Pastor Dan talked about a return to normalcy. Is that even possible? Do we even want that? Because normal, like he mentioned in his sermon, was having a super busy schedule, anxiety-inducing, running around the place, rat racing. He also talked about how it was a huge environmental impact concern when we were living in 2020. Thanks to the pandemic, thanks to quarantine, the environmental impact we have on the earth has gone down. But if we were to return to normal, would it go back up? You know, another thing that used to be normal? I remember going to birthday parties where a kid would blow out the candles of a cake and then spit would get everywhere and we would proceed to eat the cake. Isn't that crazy? I don't think, with coronavirus, I don't think anybody's going back to that. And then I don't know if this is just the movies or if it's like an East Coast thing you guys do, but if there's a frozen pole, do you guys still stick your tongue on the pole? If that was normal, don't think it's normal anymore. Don't think we're going back to normal. You know, it's the same for the people of Israel. They just lost Moses. They just lost their leader. They lost the man who guided them out of slavery. They lost the man who guided them through the desert. Israel was not going back to normal. Israel was about to enter the promised land. And with the death of Moses, it was one more hardship, one more trial that they had to go through. See, what's crazy about the Israelite journey before Joshua, and even at the beginning of Joshua, is they had so many hardships to overcome. They had so many difficulties during that time that they had to overcome. And it would be really easy for the people of God to go through those hardships and then to shrink back and then to kind of, you know, get immobilized or to be gripped with fear. None of the hardships were meant to immobilize or to have the people of God shrink back. In fact, the hardships that the people of God went through were meant to give them strength, to give them courage, to give them the ability to step forward into the new, strengthened and emboldened and dependent deeper on God. Deliverance from Egypt was only preparation for entering in the land of Canaan. Let me try and say that again differently, because when a pastor wants to like make a point, he or she usually repeats the point that they would like to hit home. Deliverance from Egypt was meant as preparation for Canaan. I believe the same can be said about this last year. As we enter into a new beginning with 2021, we went through a lot of hardships in 2020. Many of us lost family members or lost friends. Maybe just in general, maybe to the virus. Our communities have been hit in ways that we didn't think possible. But these hardships were not meant to cause us to hate life or to shrink back or to not try. There's a reason we went through these. There's a reason we went through these difficulties. The hardships of 2020 were meant to prepare us for 2021. Let me give you a quick spoiler, because I do hope you read the book of Joshua after this, the entire book. But there is no book of Joshua without the 400 years of slavery, without the 40 years of wandering in the deserts, without the 10 plagues. The 10 plagues happened in Egypt. And then supernatural things would happen in the book of Joshua that the people of God knew how to handle because they had gone through it with the 10 plagues, because they had heard about it from their ancestry. The people of God would go through the Passover. They used to ignore it. They used to not have the Passover celebration. But in Joshua, they were prepared to celebrate once more their liberation from bondage. In the book of Joshua, they had to cross the Jordan River, which admittedly is not as big of a deal as the Red Sea. The Red Sea, I think, is a little bit bigger than the Jordan River. But still, they needed the preparation from the Red Sea to advance into the Jordan River. And even the destruction of the Egyptian army, all of that was preparation for the future, for the book of Joshua, when they would go and take the land, when they would go and defeat foreign armies. God did not intend for the Jewish people to be in the desert forever. They were going through hardships for a time. And then after that time, they would enter into the promised land. He did not desire for them to be in the desert forever. In the same way, God does not desire for us to be in 2020 forever. The fact that you're watching this is proof. We're in 2021. The hardships that we faced this last year range in ways that I could give different examples to, though I don't know if that'd be necessary. We all had different experiences in 2020 that were unique and difficult and just sucky. But that was all to prepare us for our new chapter entering into 2021. So let me ask you a question that I hope you ask yourself. How has God been preparing you for the year 2021? How has God walked with you in this year? How has God allowed you to face certain trials to prepare you for the new year, for this new chapter? Can I tell you about the God we do not serve? The God we don't serve is the God who liberated the people of Israel out of Egypt and then said, I hope they figure it out. I hope they know what they're doing. He is not a God who just allowed them to wander and let them left them to their own devices. No, he's the God that never left the people of Israel. He's the God that prepared them while they were in Egypt, prepared them while they were in the desert, and is now walking with them, empowering them, moving through them as they enter the land of Canaan. Let's jump over to verse 5 just to see the scripture say the same thing that I'm saying right now. Verse 5 starts like this. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and courageous because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their ancestors to give them. Be strong and very courageous. For some reason, no matter how much we might have evidence that and experience that God is good, that God is with us, it's so easy to let fear grip us, isn't it? For some reason, when you read the command, be strong and very courageous, you have to wonder why God's giving it. Here's what I'm pretty sure is true. Joshua was afraid. Joshua just lost the person that he depended on more than anyone. He depended on Moses to lead the people. He depended on Moses as a mentor. And now, the dependency he once found in someone else is gone. He's most likely afraid. In fact, that's why I assume God gives the command. God gives the command to be strong and courageous to Joshua, who we remember, who we know as this great military leader. Joshua is like a powerful dude, so it's so weird to hear God encourage him to be strong and courageous. Especially since Joshua's name means salvation is God. In Numbers chapter 13, verse 6, he had a different name. His name was Hosea, which just meant salvation. And then at some point, I assume his name changed to Joshua, Yeshua. God is salvation. And even with the reminder of his name, even with all the experiences that he went through, Joshua still needed to be encouraged to be strong and courageous. He still needed to be reminded about who God is. When I was coming here from Honolulu, I stopped at Los Angeles for a 3-day layover to see my buddy Andy Douglas. And around day 3, I had a level of anxiety and fear that I have never felt before. I was on my way to New York from Honolulu, and I didn't fully realize until the second day that I was with Andy, I was afraid. Why would I be afraid? Well, I had a routine that I really loved, some stability found in a routine. I had friends that I went to for certain circumstances. If I wanted to just have fun and relax, I went to this friend. If I wanted to think philosophically and deeply on whatever, I'd go to that friend. If I wanted to go to the beach, I'd go to this. Oh, speaking of the beach, I went to the beach at least two times a week. I had a favorite coffee shop. I had a lot of things in Hawaii that I still miss today. And around day 2, I realized that was it. I'm done. There's no going back to that coffee shop. There's no going back to that normalcy, that routine, the stability of knowing people. And what if I get to New York and I don't fit in? What if I get to New York and I don't make friends or I can't pay rent? God had allowed me to experience this fear. And I think in part, the reason I mention Andy is because I want to give him props. Andy did 2 awesome things for me in that moment. The first thing he did was he took me to Starbucks. Now, I'm not like a super huge fan of Starbucks. I'm not against Starbucks either. I think Starbucks is just all over the world. So if you go to a Starbucks, you feel comfortable because you've been to a Starbucks in your hometown, most likely. So that was nice. But the real thing I think Andy did that was mad beneficial, he reflected God's character. He reminded me about all the times God has stood by my side. He reminded me about the truth of God, that he will never leave me, that he will never forsake me, that every time I've gone anywhere, he was there. He even preceded me in places that I've been to. He reminded me about eternity and challenged me to set my eyes on God, to set my eyes on the kingdom of heaven and on eternity. I needed to be reminded that God is salvation. I needed to be reminded about who God was. In this moment, the Israelites lost their leader. And in 2020, we know what that feels like. We have different leadership moving into 2021. But it was good to be reminded that God is salvation. Especially now. Our jobs are not as stable as they once were. Our communities, like I said earlier, have been hit pretty hard in ways that we can't imagine, in ways that we have made us lonelier than we are used to. And our future plans have been jeopardized by a quarantine, by a pandemic, by the fallout that we can't even think of what's going to happen next. Like the ramifications of the quarantine and the pandemic and the virus, we don't know what's going to happen in a couple of months or in a couple of years and how this affects our children or our economy or our culture. And in moments when it's easy to be afraid, in moments when it's easy to disconnect what we know about God to what we believe about God, it is good to be reminded that God is salvation. It is good to be reminded about how God has carried us through 2020. It is good to be reminded about how God loves us and he would never leave us. He is always with us. He precedes us. So are we setting our eyes on God? Or are we setting our eyes on other circumstances? I think it's beneficial to ask, Joshua was dependent on Moses. Who are we dependent on? Some of us are dependent on maybe a career move. Some of us are dependent on maybe a circle of friends. Are we setting our eyes on the tangible, or are we setting our eyes on the eternal? Are we setting our eyes on the circumstance that threatens to scare us? Or are we setting our eyes on the one who has never left us and who loves us and gives us this unconditional love that's almost impossible to explain? So let me say it again. The deliverance from 2020 was just preparation for 2021. It is important to set our eyes on God, to be reminded that God is salvation. But now let's skip to the verse 10 and 11, okay? I only hope to cover this much of Joshua. I hope you read it, but this is verse 10 and 11. So Joshua ordered the officers of the people, go through the camp and tell the people, get your provisions ready. 3 days from now, you will cross the Jordan here to go in and take possession of the land the Lord your God is giving you for your own. Oh man, crazy. Again, like I said, 400 years of slavery, followed by 40 years of wandering the desert. And now, when you think, oh great, it's time, we're gonna go into the promised land, this is gonna be awesome. Nah, nope, wait 3 more days, waiting. You know, if it's hard to like connect what we know about God to what we believe about God, it's also very difficult to wait. Waiting is so hard sometimes. Isn't that crazy? The people of God in that moment had to remember who God was. They had to grieve the loss of Moses. They had to prepare their hearts and prepare their minds to trust him more because they were about to cross the Jordan River. Now, the Jordan River for them represented a barrier. See, the promised land was the place that they were wanting to go to. They were excited to go to. It was their new chapter in life. And the Cana is the name of the promised land. It doesn't mean blessing, but it's synonymous with blessing. Throughout the Bible, the promised land was described as a land flowing with milk and honey. When it came to the idea of the land of their ancestors, it was the idea of blessing, the idea of stability, the idea of ownership. And experiencing what God had intended for them, what God had wanted them to have. But before they could go into the promised land, they had to cross the Jordan River. They had to cross the barrier that separated them from the promises and blessings of God. If we're going to enter into this new chapter, we need to wait just a little bit. I mean, things aren't going to go back to normal. And even whatever type of normalcy we're used to, it's probably still going to take a little bit longer. We're going to have to wait. And waiting sucks, and it might feel terrible. It might feel like a waste of time. But not to God. To God, there is zero such thing as wasted time. There is no wasted second when we dedicate it to the Lord. There is no time period where we're waiting that God would consider a waste. We need to wait on the Lord and find out what our barrier is. What is separating us from enjoying the fullness of God, from enjoying the blessing of God? The Israelites knew the Jordan River was a barrier separating them from the land of Canaan. They knew where the Jordan River was. They knew what it was. What is the Jordan River for us as we move into this new beginning, as we move into 2021? Is it the way that we think about a type of person or even a specific person? Every time the thought of them comes to mind, we get angry or we get defensive. Is it that kind of relationship that we need to re-examine and we need to forgive that person, or we need to ask for forgiveness? Is the Jordan River a secret that we've been holding on to in 2020 that is so burdensome? But if we were to share it, even if it threatened our reputation and self-image, even if we shared that secret, it would bring freedom. It would bring the blessing that God has intended for us. What is the Jordan River for you? Is the Jordan River something that we've agreed to that's sinful, but it brings stability in the year 2020? It brought some type of stability economically or socially, and we need to cut ties with it if we're going to walk into the promises of God, if we're going to walk into the blessing that God intends for us to have. What is your Jordan River? What is the barrier that separates you from knowing the King in a deeper way, developing a deeper dependency on the Lord? What is the barrier? What is the Jordan River for you? So, if you're keeping track at home, I guess when I read the first 11 verses of Joshua, of the many things I see, there are three that I was hoping would encourage you at Awakened Church today. The first is that 2020 was no accident. It was not hardship for the sake of being hardship. It was preparation. 2020 was to prepare us for the new year. Be optimistic, church. We are walking into a new chapter of our lives. In fact, as a human era, we are walking into a new chapter. We've been prepared for this, and we're going to keep getting prepared as we move along. The second thing I see in this is that it is beneficial. It behooves us to remind ourselves that God is salvation, that God has gone before us, that the only way we can move into the blessing and the promises of God is through his power, with him alongside us, by his leading. It is worth us to remind ourselves that God is salvation. And finally, it is worth asking, what are the things that separate us from the blessings that God has for us? What is the Jordan River that we need to cross as we enter into this new chapter? How can we wait on the Lord for him to tell us what it is that we can give back to him? Joshua is an amazing book. It's filled with battles. It's filled with military campaigns. It's filled with hail coming from the sky to crush Israel's enemies. Abnormal things that were prepared for by their time in Egypt. It's filled with moments that we took for granted. Much like 2020 showed us what we took for granted, the book of Joshua shows us what they took for granted. And then there's a restoration of that. It shows us promises kept. It shows us what it looks like to enter into a new chapter. And it's my desire that as you enter into the new year, as we enter into 2021, you be reading the book of Joshua on your own, in your quiet times. I'm going to join you. I have a little bit of a head start because I recorded this before the new year started. Sorry. I'll slow down a little bit so you can catch up. But I'm going to be reading the book of Joshua on my quiet times with God, and I hope you do too. I hope it encourages you, and I hope it gives you strength, and it reminds you about who our God is, so that you can take on this new year with me, with the church, together. Thank you, Pastor Dave, for inviting me to speak again at this church. I really do love your church, you guys, and I can't think of a better way to express my love for your church than to pray for you. God, the book of Joshua is rich, and I love that you describe your Bible, you describe your word as living and active. There are so many different parallels that we got to see in the Word of God when it came to 2020. And now as we enter 2021, it's great to see the book of Joshua speaking life. So please, here on the Hudson River, help us. Help us to see you clearly in a fresh way. Help us to depend on you more deeply than we ever thought possible. Remind us of your love. Let the preparation that you gave us be beneficial. And please, God, as a special bonus blessing, allow us to see how you've prepared us. And I pray that you would show us what the river is that we need to cross. I pray that you would show us what hinders our growth from you so that we might get rid of it, so that we might cross that river by your strength and your ability. Help us to wait knowing that our time with you is not wasted. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Take care, church.